Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose and you're listening to bbsradio.com. If you'd like to call in for a reading, the number is 888-815-9756. Here's a little sharing, a few mantras for you. And these come from someone very special in my life. Her name is Amy Hamilton. She teaches the crystalline consciousness technique. She's a healer in the Toledo area. If you're going through some crazy things in your life, you can, and you feel like you just are up against the wall and you're getting into all these challenges, there's a few things that you can say. The first thing she said is say, I trust my process. Trusting your process is allowing you to know that no matter what you're going through, it's exactly the way it needs to be. And you are going through a process that's helping you to learn, to grow, and to embrace life. I'm safe and secure in the arms of God, or the arms of the universe. And by saying that, you feel that often when you're going through all these crazy times and you feel like the world's testing you, or sometimes like some people say is, they're out to get me, you know that you're safe, you're secure, and you're always embraced by a peaceful, loving universe. And the other mantra that she had shared with me that I absolutely love, I am the joyful expression of the abundance of the universe. It takes a little bit of time to say these things over and over, but it allows you to shift from your mind to your heart. And it makes it, it puts you in a place of feeling that divine connection. It's like flushing your mind from those thoughts. And your mind likes to make a lot of things up. Those feelings like, oh, I'm having a really bad day and I'm just not happy. I'm alone. Nobody understands me. Well, there's nothing else I can do. By saying a mantra over and over again, you actually allow yourself to open up and to trust the process that you're in. So here's the mantra once more. During a challenging time, I trust my process. I am safe and secure in the arms of the universe. And I am a joyful expression of abundance of the universe. Think about it. Think about it. How wonderful that is to know that you're not alone. You're never alone. No matter where you are, whatever you're doing, there is a such thing called the collective unconscious. And that's the part of consciousness that connects us all. Never ever do we spend one moment alone. And I think it's really interesting because I have been in, you know, so many situations. I've always seems like I've always got lots of people around me. I'm very, very, very blessed. But one of the things that I can honestly say where I've sat and I've said, does anybody understand me? Am I completely losing this? Does anybody think the way I do? And it always seems that when I start to ask that question, someone or something or a song on the radio plays and it shows up just in time. And trusting the process I'm going through is the most important thing. And I hope today on the show that we can hopefully connect with you. And I say we, this is all anybody that calls in, this is me, we together connect you with that infinite part of yourself that is always, always there to trust. And I also wanted to invite you over to my website, which is kimmyrose.com. And I have a class on there. It's called Connecting with Your Infinite Self. And it is a 5-day course. I would love to invite you to take the course and see how much it can shift your life. That's what it's about. It's about the shift. And right now, I feel so blessed to have Nathaniel on the line. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you, Kimmy?
I am fine. And I wanted to tell you I didn't get a chance. Happy belated birthday.
Hey, thank you.
Did you have a good birthday?
I sure did.
Good. Good. And how's the weather out there? You're in California, right?
Yeah, you know, it was a little hotter. It's a little cloudy, but I think it's really good. I think you'd take it because it's just cool today. It's about 70 or so, so that's pretty, I don't mean to rub it in over there where you are.
Actually, it's pretty close to that here, believe it or not. So we've got it's warm weather here. So I've got my strawberries out. My strawberries are growing, and my vegetables are planted. We had a little bit of a cold front over the weekend, and now it's nice. So
well, we're only 40 days from the summer solstice, so it's got to get hot over there sometime.
Yes. It's neat because the summer solstice, we're actually going to be having a get together and celebrating that, doing a drum circle. So you'll have to be in presence with us in spirit, in that collective realm, right?
Yeah, in the disconnected unconscious.
The part that's a nice place to go to, I call it La La Land, but it's really a nice space because you can really, you do. It gives you an opportunity to really get real. And I joke because my son, who's going to school, he's going to school to be a history teacher, and he says, well, I'm just going to connect with my collective, and I can really teach real history. And I love that. It's the truth, right, Nathaniel?
Yes, it sure is.
Do you have a question?
You know, I just want to know if anybody's trying to get through to spirit to me. I don't know if you can do that for me.
Absolutely. The first thing that started popping in was a male. I feel a male that's just coming through really strong and letting you know that there's been a little bit of a feeling that they're telling maybe felt a little disconnected with some things. And I feel like you're very connected, but just maybe kind of hiding out a little bit and spending some time on your own preparing for some things. And so it may be like where you say, well, I'm going to do this, but it takes a little bit longer to do it. And you're not to get frustrated about it. You're supposed to just kind of flow with the flow. And one of the things he wants to let you know is that there's a female that's not well right now. Somebody that's not feeling real good. Just kind of like going through some tough times right now. And I feel like it's a family member of yours. So this male is like really pushing through. Now you also have a guide that's around you it's like I see you, I don't know if it's that you're taking walks, but you're moving. As you're moving, this guide is, it's there just kind of chattering in your mind and sharing things with you, and he's just wanting to let you know, and it's funny, I see two males right now, just wanting to let you know that there's something about your front, I just see the front of your house, and there's a light, it's like, look at the electrical on the outside, it's something that needs to be fixed, it's something that needs to be corrected. He just wants you to know. It's funny because he's smiling and he's saying that you're in the process of preparing things. And when I say in the process of preparing things, I have a feeling that that there is a move, there's some changes, but it is a process. You know, it's like you might find one thing and there'd be another thing to fix, if that makes sense, or to do. And I just feel like, just kind of make your mind up and make a decision of when you want to make the change and when you want, and that's what he's saying. I'm just writing this down. He's saying, no spare change, make change. And I know sometimes it's like, what are you talking about? No spare change, make change. It's kind of that feeling like, it's like when you have a dollar bill and then you're sitting and you're like, I'm in a hurry, and something costs 77 cents, and you think, well, I know I have change in my glove compartment. It's like, no, it's not there. Oh, wait a minute. It's okay. It's under my mat, my car, and you're looking, and you're like, I'm in a hurry, and you do have a dollar bill on you, but you instead take all the time to find all that spare change, and you could have just take the dollar bill out, then take the change and put it somewhere where you remember. Start being organized with things. And whether it's like if you're going through things and you get a bin or a box, put things in and label it. That's what he's saying, is just start to organize things and it'll make it a lot easier. There's also something there with a relationship. And it's something that comes up, and I just give you a date of August 8th. That's what he's saying, is like a, I just see somebody with really blue eyes, real, real blue eyes, and I'm supposed to share that with you. That's really, really important. He wants to know if you have any questions.
I put my house for sale on the internet on eBay yesterday, and well, this might be a first. It was I was just looking on Facebook, and I guess you could put it on Facebook too. So I put it on for sale on Facebook and on eBay yesterday, but I didn't put a price. I'm thinking of $555. Is that about right? $555,000.
I think that you could get that. I think that you probably will be somewhere around, I would say, well, there may be about a good I just wrote 19,000. So I would keep it at that, and you've got a leeway of I don't know if it's 19,000, 1900, but I just feel like if you could kind of take that number, that will give you a good gauge. It seems to me like this is a good time.
Yeah, it really is a time to sell.
Yeah, a lot. I am noticing that. I said to a friend, I said, you know, this is really interesting because there's a lot of houses that are going up for sale, and I just have this, and I'm seeing the sold sign. So that this must be like energetically a really good time too. So I feel like you'll sell it. And I, again, whatever this is the front of your house with the lights or the light. It feels like when you look at it, it could be to the right. It just, and it could even be like right where there's a door or just something like that. It just feels like you need to make sure you check that electrical.
Okay.
I know. I would love to hear back from you about that too, because
there's other electrical items. I have a, you know, light and some lights. I need to replace the porch light because it hasn't been working.
Okay.
And I have some dangling cords from the light switches. Like, I've done all the drywall in the whole house, so the light switches are still dangling. So they need to be fixed into the wall, but I was going to get new ones. They're low voltage, you know, they're kind of expensive, but because they're a relic. So I was thinking about doing that. So all my light switches are off, you know.
That's nice to, you know, it's interesting because when you said that, what came to me was, a paper, like trading paper, or like, I don't know if there's a place there that where you can look on the paper for things for sale.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, they have garage sales or, you know, because it feels like it's something specific you need, but it feels like it's something that somebody has. And it would be at a, I feel like people right now, I feel anybody that's out there that's looking for unusual things or this is a good time because people are really feeling they need to clear things out right now. And so you'll find a lot of things. It doesn't surprise me with Facebook that you can sell your house on there just because, I think people are really going through a phase of clearing things up and up and out and moving things away. So if you have any extra things, too, you might consider that. You know finances are going to get better, and you also know when you sell your house, you should have a really good something to kickstart you for the next place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, actually, yeah, because if I would have sold it a couple of years ago, I would have just broke even. I may have to do a short sale, and it's bounced back in my neighborhood a lot better than it has, you know, maybe in Stockton or Sacramento or some other places. So I think it was 90 homes sold over 600,000 in my zip code last month.
Wow, that's good.
So, I was figuring, you know, I think the angels said somewhere before the J months, like June and July. So I'm kind of preparing, you know, and you know, I don't know if I have to finish it off or. Someone said that if I just put a for sale sign in the front, that you know, I may not need a realtor, or you know, that would let a person know, a couple that wants to buy it, that's supposed to buy it, that they would like drive by and. It's for sale. Yeah.
Well, that's what I feel. I feel that. I also feel that it's just like the front. Like, I keep seeing this electrical thing. I think that if you could fix that, you could take care of that. I think that what's going to happen is then you won't have, I don't know why, there's something about that. I don't know if it's with energy or it's something you need to fix with that, and then you'll have it. And it could be that maybe they're going to drive by when it's dark out too. But I feel like that's really important for you to do. And I do feel like you're going to sell it. I feel like you're going to sell. I don't even want to say July. I want to say June, just because I feel like it's about what you intend.
Yeah, you know, I think since I've done all this work and stuff, that they say that, you know, it's not going to be hard to sell at all. So a lot of people saw it for sale a couple of years ago when it was much more dilapidated, and so was the market since I've remodeled, you know, the whole house.
And that's the thing, you put a lot of work and a lot of energy, a lot of your energy into it, which I think is really important. I really do feel like you're going to sell it. I feel that. And I don't know why, it's like I keep seeing the front. Is there something really, really important about the front and
well,
the light
for
the front?
Well, I put out two trees there, but, you know, I may have to do some landscaping. I wanted to put in a driveway and a garage, but people saying you don't have to do so much to it. You just have to kind of like clean it out and prepare it for sale. So I was thinking, you know, if I might even put some front lights out there. I don't know, maybe that. You know, maybe I need some more lighting out in front.
That's what I almost want to say, like something that look like, and I want to say it's on the house. It's a light on the house, and I just feel like it kind of looks like, you know, like an hourglass. Like that's the light gives off that type of glow. It's really neat. And so that would be the glow it gives off. So maybe it's like a multi-directional light, but it feels like that's what you need to do, and it feels like if you do that, it's just gonna add to the. And I do feel that you'll sell it because it feels like the wherever you're at, it seems to be like a space that people are wanting to be. So,
yeah,
I definitely.
I'm supposed to go to a top of a hill somewhere, and it's a little house behind a bigger house that I'm supposed to find. And it's supposed to be close, I think, but I haven't found it, so I may not find it right away. So the day
I do feel like you're going to find it. I just got this really, it was a good feeling.
I may find it this month somewhere, and once I know that, I was going to almost buy a tent outside and put all the stuff in the tent. So, you know, the house looks, you know, so uncluttered, you know. I mean, everything, you know, is strategically placed, you know. No personal items in the house, just a few, you know, things to make it look like a model home kind of, you know.
Well, that's the nice thing is, and that's where I feel like if you look, I get this feeling you're going to, for some reason, it's just a feeling. Like there's things there are things that are actually going to, like, you'll find to help you. If you have to buy anything, I think you're going to find it. I feel like you're going to find it, and you'll find it real easy. So there's something there about that. Again, it's really important to, like, see you'll find it for sale, if that makes sense.
Getting some angelic helps in more ways than I can imagine.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like, that's, I trust that, I'll tell you. I do trust that. Because
every time I go somewhere, I'm able to get a refund, or this, they're selling this door for $100, or the windows I got were a $700 window for like $40 or $70. This is like 90% off at Ganal Lubber about
wow.
A year.
Wow. That's
everything didn't work out that well, but there was another, like the range I bought, the oven was over $2,200, and I think it was only like $1,400 or $1,500.
Wow, yeah, and so it ended up being like a deal that you got.
I think pretty much on everything I've gotten a pretty good deal. Even the tile cost $7,000 for the to have the them take out the other stuff. And demo that and dump it, and then the tile was $3,000, and then for him to do it was $2,500.
That's so great. Oh, that's good. And that's the thing that I feel, and I feel really. See, I keep seeing for some reason it's just really, really important when I look at this that you. I just feel like look in a paper. I can't even think of what you call that. That's horrible. Some deal person I am here, but in a paper like.
A little penny saver.
Yeah, like that type of thing. I just feel like that's that you'll find what you're looking for. So, and again, I don't know why, but when you're talking about the date and you're talking about when this is going to happen, I do feel like this is going to happen. And the big thing is they're telling me that it'll happen before the end of June. So just get the front taken care of. Okay?
Thank you so much, Kimmy.
Thank you, and I just wanted to tell you, bless you, and thank you for calling and listening and taking the time. I appreciate it, Nathaniel.
Thank you. I listen quite a bit to you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. If you get a chance, go over to the website, kimmyrose.com, and check out all the events. We've got some real neat events coming up. This coming week on Wednesday night, if you're wanting to lose weight, I have a weight loss seminar. It's going on over here, and it's in Bedford, Michigan. And also, we have a huge event in June. June the 5th on Saturday, we're going to be having a community gathering, and we're going to do a drumming, we're going to do a channeling, all kinds of neat things. And if you want to call in also to the show, 888-815-9756 to call for a reading to talk to me tonight. The number is 734-854-1514. We'll be back with more of interviews in a few minutes. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. I want to share with you a very special week coming up. This is from July 25th to July 31st. I'd like to invite you to come with me. Come with me to Virginia and join the Association for Research and Enlightenment as we spend a special week together as a family. Bring your kids, bring your family. There's cabins, all kinds of outdoor nature things to do and a lot of fun. And I'm going to be teaching the class, 2012, Preparing for the Shift into the New Age of Unity. If you want to connect better with your family, you want to live a more fulfilled life, then this is the class and this is the week for you. You can go to edgarcasey.org for more information. Have a wonderful week. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. If you've been going through changes in your life, feeling like you need some guidance, I want to tell you about a great network. This is a network of people that have been handpicked by me. Psychic mediums, astrologers, there to answer your questions 24 hours a day. Go over to KimberlyRose.com and click on... Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. I want to tell you about a special group of friends, friends that have become special to me, because we all share in the same purpose, and that's helping others to connect. Go over to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends, and check out all the wonderful readers we have there that are available to you 24 hours a day. And the best part of it, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. As a matter of fact, if you go over there now, you can get a free reading. You can also call 734-854-1514 to get more information on how to talk to our readers. That's Light the Way. Light the Way is located in Lambertville, Michigan. $10 readings on the weekends, and we'd love to see you there. Have a great week. Hi, my name is Kimberly Rose, and I am joined weekdays with Kevin Myers, who's an amazing intuitive and medium and available for readings. You can call either one of us, and also Carolyn Rose, our teacher, by calling 734-854-1514. Also go over to the website, which is KimmyRose.com, to request more information. Kevin and I will be doing some traveling over the next few weekends. Kevin and I will be on the road on a few weekends a month doing some traveling and teaching. So if you have an organization or a church that needs some motivation, Kevin's all about spiritual currency. He can bring you into a space of intention in such a short time. And me, I'm in a space in my life. It's about healing. And I'm here to hold space for you. Give us a call at the store, 734-854-1514. And have a wonderful week. Thank you. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is the website. If you'd like to call in for a reading, the number to call in is 888-815-9756. And if you go over to Facebook, you can also send me a message, and I am at Kimberly Rose, or Kimmy Rose, you can actually go to on Facebook, and you can send me a message. I do have a message here from Beth Ann, and her question is, when are things going to calm down? It seems like everything is going haywire. And Beth Ann, I have to tell you, Beth Ann is an Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius also, Beth Ann, and things are, it feels like communication's off a bit. Don't let yourself get too frustrated. This is a big thing for you right now. It's really about the communication that you have with yourself. And I get teased because sometimes I will be talking and I'll be talking to myself out loud, and people will say, "What did you say?" And I'm like, "I was just thinking out loud." And this is a good time right now to, when you start to think things, to ask yourself, okay, what was I thinking? How am I thinking? And what kind of things am I affirming in my life? Right now, we're in a strong, strong period where people are really looking at their lives and they're saying, okay, this is where I want to go, or this is where, you know, where I don't want to go. And it's difficult because right now, There are a lot of shifts and changes. People are letting go of things like crazy, and people are also manifesting new things. You're going to find that during this time period, you're going to feel like everything around you is new, or it can seem new. You're going to feel like maybe even friends, old friends might be coming in, but new patterns of friendship are going to be established. So what you might want to do is really take some time, Beth Ann, to look at your life and ask yourself, what is different? What is the same? And what is it that I want? It doesn't have to be about other people as much as it needs to be about what you feel inside. And when I say that with all honesty, and that it's really about what makes you happy. And we've spent a lot of years working our lives in a way that we just feel like no matter what we do, it's like everything I do, there's always somebody that's right around the corner that isn't, you know, that's not going to be happy. I had a young lady came into today, and she met this really great guy, and her big thing was, well, if I decide that I want to move with this man, which she met a really neat guy, is my mom gonna feel upset with me? Because she said that, you know, I shouldn't take her grandchildren away. And I said to the young lady, well, you don't have any children yet. And that's, you know, you got to stop thinking so far ahead and think in the moment. And the opportunity for you to move has to do with furthering a career and education. And I think what we do is in life, we spend a lot of time, we think about, you know, I think it's good to be very much in a space of considering other people's feelings, but we have to convince people. And the convincing comes where it's like, I want to do this, instead of just saying to someone, this is how I feel, and also I honor your feelings, but you don't have to say anything more. Just leave it be. It's really important. And Jerry has a question. Jerry sent me, and this came on Saturday, wanted to know about relationships. I've been in a relationship for 13 years, and it seems like I just can't let go. And when I say letting go, Kimmy, I mean I don't love this person anymore, and I feel horrible. There we go. There's that explaining yourself or having to be in a space of always having a reason. Now, of course, you've been in a marriage, you're going to want to have a reason. But the whole thing is when you are going there, when you're going somewhere and you're trying to shift and change into things, what is it that you want and what is it that you don't want? It's not about convincing. It's about doing. And it's really easy to get caught up in that. It's really easy to get stuck. So take time. Take time to really, really say to yourself, okay, what am I trying to say? And just say it. And remember that when you stop, you're judging your thoughts. That's the big thing, is judging your thoughts. It takes you in a backwards motion instead of a forwards motion. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with interviews. We'll be right back. Hi, my name is Kimberly Rose, and I am joined weekdays with Kevin Myers, who's an amazing intuitive and medium available for readings. You can call either one of us, and also Carolyn Rose, our teacher, by calling 734-854-1514. Also go over to the website, which is KimmyRose.com, to request more information. Kevin and I will be doing some traveling over the next few. Kevin and I will be on the road on a few weekends a month doing some traveling and teaching. So if you have an organization or a church that needs some motivation, Kevin's all about spiritual currency. He can bring you into a space of intention in such a short time. And me, I'm in a space in my life. It's about healing. And I'm here to hold space for you. Give us a call at the store. 734-854-1514. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. I want to tell you about a very special event that's going to be taking place at the Angel Light Sanctuary. This is on June the 5th. It's in right off Central Avenue in Swanton, Ohio. A special gathering where we're going to be drumming, singing, and we're going to be bringing together the intention of unity. I'm so excited. This will be the first of many events. If you're wanting to grow spiritually and embrace life in community and oneness, you gotta be there. That is right at the Angel Light Sanctuary on June the 5th. We'd like to invite you to join us. Kevin and I, the hosts of interviews, will be there to guide you. I can't wait to see you. And if you want more information, go to KimmyRose.com. to get information. It's absolutely free. We'll see you there. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is the website. And if you want to call in, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. That's the number to call. If you want to check your horoscope out for the week, go over to KimmyRose.com. I post your weekly horoscope every Monday. Every Monday morning. Right now we have Cindy on the line. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, I think.
You think? You think or you know? It's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Especially when you have to make yourself think, because then your mind takes over. So you've got it. You're a Pisces, so, and I can tell you right at the, just with your numbers right now, it's a time, it's kind of a time period where you're feeling like you're wondering what people are doing around you. You know, it's like you want to pick their brains, and you got to be careful to be very careful with what you say right now, because it gets you in trouble. There's also some things with career, and you should actually have some real positive things coming up right around the middle of May, right around the 17th. I didn't ask you if you had a question, sorry. I just started babbling, but I know by your birthday, I know with being a Pisces is a big time for like a lot of changes. If you're Aquarius, you're a Pisces, or if you are right in the, if you're a Virgo, a lot of things going on. So what is your question?
Well, one of it was career, and the other one is about a relationship.
Okay. So, do you have another birthday for me?
Of the other person? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 07-13-52.
Well, actually, that feels good, but I saw like a woodpecker. And it was just that feeling of that's like kind of what you want to do. You want to peck, you know, and get the thoughts. It just feels like you want to connect with this person's thoughts. And it was just a feeling of almost feel like you just need to leave space right now. There seems to be there's a man that's around him, and his name is Doug. It's a man that's passed away. And I could tell you that he's just telling me to tell you, he's just saying that he's been going through a lot of changes. He started going through some changes right around August of, August the 13th, it looks like, of last year. And there's a lot of things that he's kind of like, I see him scrambling. The word scrambling, and he's telling me scrambling to pull things together. And so it's good. And it's bad. It can be bad for you because you don't really know what to do with that. But then it can be good because he's finally pulling things in his life together. And he doesn't always know what to do or how to do that. That's what I feel. I feel like he kind of gets lost sometimes in his emotions. And then he doesn't know how to express his emotions very well either. Do I feel like there's a connection? I definitely feel like there's a connection. I don't think you're going to see as much as you want to see with him until right around the beginning of I just keep seeing the fall. And so I'm feeling like the leaves are changing colors. So I think it's going to be a little bit of time before you see and you really feel secure with that. The job thing, I just saw some paper, and it was like somebody's picking up, looking at things and reviewing things with you. And I heard, are you sure you want to do that? That's what I'm hearing. So I don't want to tell you what to do. It's just my feeling is, are you sure you want to do that right now? I feel like making a change is fine, but maybe you should think about right timing and make sure. Also watch watch your lips. I can't talk. I have loose lips too. I speak my mind. But I feel like you might be jumping to a conclusion with something, and you're very gifted in that. I can see you can write. Like there's a lot there with writing and sharing. So it just feels like make sure you're picking what makes you happy versus what feels comfortable. Does that make sense?
A little bit, yeah.
So with the career, where do you feel stuck right now?
I do. I'm not sure I'm in the right spot, in the right place, doing the right thing.
Okay. To be honest with you, I really feel strong about you not making a change right now. And the reason I'm saying that is because I feel like if you do make a change, I get this feeling like you're just going to... Right now, I feel like you're not feeling happy. So it's like you feel like you're going in three different directions, if that makes sense. But then, mm-hmm. then you are happy. I just keep seeing all these things going in circles. And it's like I see an opportunity coming up. It just feels like you need to wait. And this is like a 3-week period, Cindy. I want to know something. Is there anybody at work that's kind of frustrating you?
Yes.
And
yep.
How does it make you feel? Like if you go to your body and is you got any tight feelings? Do you have any? I'm just wondering where this is coming. Like what's going on with that? Frustrating.
Yeah, it just takes so long to get to the next step. There's a lot of wait time.
It's like you want to say something, but you're just taking that deep breath. And I will tell you one of the things that I feel, and I really feel strong about this, is that it just feels like somebody's got, I don't know if it's like somebody's looking at some paper or they're looking at something right now. And it's just a feeling like they're reviewing it, they're looking at it, but for some reason, I get this really strong feeling like you need to be in a space, and this is weird. It's like you need to be in a space of just kind of being, I don't know why, I felt content with something, more content with where you're at right now, because it feels like somebody is considering things for you. There is a change, but it's like there's not a lot you can do right now. And I, you know what? Do you know how I'm an Aquarius? So to say to me, if, you know, to be patient and just leave it be, that's a big thing. Because I'm a doer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't always mm-hmm. want to, I really don't want to wait. But I feel like it's going to happen, and I do feel like somebody's got their finger on it. Yet I also feel like there's opportunity there. You just have to kind of, you just have to take a deep breath and just let things come in and let things happen.
Okay.
This is, I don't know if that makes sense, but mm-hmm. man, there is something brewing and you're going to get it. It's just don't
okay.
jump too quick to anything else. Okay.
Okay. Very
okay.
good. I can sit waiting to take this.
Okay. Good luck, hon.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kimmy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. The number to call in for a reading, 888-815-9756. And I want to also invite you over to my website, which is kimmyrose.com. We've got lots of great things going on over the next couple months. If you're wanting to come out to Light the Way, I do have a store that is just a wonderful place where people, we have classes going on, we have online classes going on, we have wonderful readers. If you go over to KimmyRose.com, you can click on store. You can also click on Kimmy Rose and Friends. You can get a free reading. Go over to Kimmy Rose and Friends and you can get a free reading there. You can also call Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Interviews and you. Hi, my name is Kimberly Rose, and I am joined weekdays with Kevin Myers, who's an amazing intuitive and medium and available for readings. You can call either one of us and also Carolyn Rose, our teacher, by calling 734-854-1514. Also go over to the website, which is KimmyRose.com, to request more information. Kevin and I will be doing some traveling over the next few weekends. Kevin and I will be on the road on a few weekends a month doing some traveling and teaching. So if you have an organization or a church that needs some motivation, Kevin's all about spiritual currency. He can bring you into a space of intention in such a short time. And me, I'm in a space in my life. It's about healing. And I'm here to hold space for you. Give us a call at the store, 734-854-1514. And have a wonderful week. Thank you. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. Edgar Casey reading, 1669-1. Also, we find the inclinations for every entity at times to become, when aggravated, rather severe in its criticisms of others. This should be tempered, for what one says of another will usually be one's own state also, in one form or another. And I love that, Edgar Casey. If you get a chance to go over to EdgarCasey.com, you can find a lot of Edgar Casey's readings. And this is something that, you know, has really been coming up. I've been talking to a lot of people who are just feeling this frustration and anger towards things and towards others. And one of the things I'm saying is speak up, you know, speak how you feel. And I notice as I speak things, I'm going, okay, wait a minute, there's something internal here that I'm feeling within myself. I'm feeling this, so I'm getting frustrated, but I'm also looking at my own state, which is usually a judgment. It's a judgment. So listen to your words and really find better understanding on the if you're making a judgment, what is it within yourself? That's Edgar Casey reading 1669 if you get a chance to check it out. And I also want to invite everyone. I'm going to be doing a camp, and it's with the Association for Research and Enlightenment. It's in Virginia, July 25th to July 31st. 2012, preparing for the shift into the new age. It's a family camp, and I'm excited to invite you out to be part of it. We're going to be doing some workshops and just having a great time, and that's what it's all about. And there's nothing like camping and just taking time just to relax. If you want to call in, 888-815-9756. Right now on line two, we have Tom.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You're an Aquarius.
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I would just like a general, you know, reading whatever comes up, you know, nothing specific, but just something, you know, what my current situation is and what I can look forward to in the future.
Okay, I just got this really, really, really strong feeling about it, and it was a feeling I heard in my head, intend change. And so the big thing that I would say is intend change. Make sure that whatever you're doing in your life, it's about moving forward, but also staying in the moment. It's really weird because, Tom, the first thing that came to me was like you're waiting for something to come, but it's not moving yet. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Now, do you have a question about that?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm at the point where I don't have a current career, so I'm looking for new opportunities, and I don't know what direction that's going to lead me to.
I'm just listening. The feeling that I had was that there's a gentleman that you've already, I felt like somebody you've already connected with. And I feel like it's somebody that you're talking to, and I saw an opportunity through that, if that makes sense. It's interesting because, let me ask you this, Tom, have you thought about moving?
Well, I recently just did move to my new place now.
Okay. Because they're talking about move, and they're talking about like a. I just feel like a job that you've already. I keep feeling like you've already connected with this job, though. I really do. I feel like it's something you've already. Yeah, that's really weird because it's just also a feeling like you. They're waiting. There's two things here. And the other thing, the one thing is that it's something you've already connected with. The other thing is it's about making a phone call. And I keep seeing that this phone call needs to happen. And I keep hearing in my head, let it happen. Like, let it happen, but also, I don't know why, I just feel like let it happen and make a phone call right around the 18th, they're saying. I don't know what the date is. That's horrible. I have to look on the calendar, see when the 18th is. But it just feels like you need to contact someone, Tom. Tom, did your job, like, abruptly change?
Well, I currently moved to my new place, and I'm looking for a new position right now. I mean, I can either pursue my hobby and my passion and start my own business, or I can go back to my career and go into the corporate world. So it's kind of like I'm making decisions between those two.
See, there's someone that you, in terms of the corporate world, there's someone that it seems like you've been in contact. I don't know if that makes sense, but it just feels like there's somebody you've been in contact with, if that makes sense. It just feels like that. It's just this is weird. I'm getting a real strong feeling of doing your own thing, but there's a job opportunity in the corporate world. I'm going to give you the name Steve, if that's okay, because I feel like there's something about that name. And I really want you just to follow your dreams, to be honest with you, because it concerns me. I'm February 7th, you're February 15th, and there can be that habit of getting kind of caught up. And you know what I mean? And I feel like right now you're in that free-spirited mode. You just need to do. Does that make sense?
Right. And I'm just like, what do I do? I'm at the point where it's like I need to make a decision and then just go for it.
I think you should go for it, and I think you could also do teaching with it. I just see a lot of artistic things around you. I don't know if that makes sense, but it just feels like you're very, when you said that, it was just a feeling like, just do it. It was just do it. And I feel like, I will tell you, I just think you're going to succeed because you're the type of person that just needs to make up your mind. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's like once I make up my mind, it's like nothing is going to stop me from achieving whatever I made my mind up about.
So just do it. Make it happen.
Start my passion, start my career in that direction.
Yep, that's what I feel.
Okay.
I feel really strong about it, really strong.
Now, is there anything else you feel that you need to tell me?
The other thing I felt was there's somebody on the other side that's telling you they're sorry. It was a male, and they're saying, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what that is.
It's somebody that just passed over. It was an in-law.
Yeah, just, I'm sorry, they're saying. So that's so important for you to know.
I don't get offended. I understand.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too.
Thank you. If anybody's just tuning in, you're listening to Interviews. And if you want to call in, 888-815-9756. Actually, we only have a few minutes, and we do have somebody on the line. We have Candace from Arizona. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I just came out of a work situation just now. It's purely volunteer, but it supports other work that I do, and there's been a lot of toxic stuff coming up that has been aimed at my work, and I just wondered if you saw that clearing up.
Wow. The first thing that came to me is, yeah, I think it's going to clear up, but it was also a feeling of make sure you're in unison with what you want, if that makes sense. Boy, I do feel that. It looks like a meeting. There's some type of meeting, but it also looks like a lot of things, like a lot of people saying different things. Does that make sense? Like chatter, and it's like you know what you can believe and what you can't believe. And I do feel like it'll clear up. I feel like a lot of it is just chatter. That's crazy. It's not even, you know what I mean? It's not even,
yeah.
Just feels like it's not worth it.
Well, I've experienced some things recently where I've been able to help people that were in need of help because of it. You know, I've looked at it as a tool. And because, you know, I can always walk. I mean, if it always gets too bad, you know, I can always walk. I was just not wanting to give it up just yet.
Well, but that's why I don't think you should. I just think you should just kind of bear, you know, with this right now. I really don't think you should do anything right now. But I think there's a lot of, like I said, it's a lot of chatter. A lot of people that like to say a lot of things just to kind of, it's like a drama, if that makes sense. It is nice that you can help people. And I think you can help people. So it just feels like you need to kind of, I just feel like you kind of just need to let things be right now and do it, love your job, do it good, because you do it good, and don't let people get under your skin, if that makes sense.
Okay. Do you see income coming as a result of this in the next 2 month time frame before the end of June?
I feel like you're going to have money that will come in. I just feel like some of it has to do with using your time wisely. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's telling me to tell you to use your time wisely. So, yeah, I feel like that'll happen. But, again, use your time wisely. If you're wanting things to be, you know, to be okay, you got to be conscious of what it is. You can make money, but you got to make sure you're not – don't waste time. I hate to say don't waste time, but I think you have to understand what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and gosh, our day's up. I can't believe this. It's 4:59 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back next week, next Monday on BBS Radio. And also, I want to just give you the website, KimmyRose.com, if you would like to check out your horoscope. And if you want to call for a reading, you can go to that website. You can also call me at 734-854-1514. Thank you so much for joining me on interviews. Have a great one.